welcome to The Pinch, the show that lasts only 5 minutes, and we talk about a subject that the chat room has picked. And tonight we're going to talk about the strangest thing that you've ever eaten. Off you go, boys.
That's a tough one.
I can start.
Yeah, go on.
It was a... I'm trying to remember the flavor. It was a cricket.
You ate a cricket?
I ate a cricket at the... so here in San Diego, we have the San Diego Zoo that a lot of people know about, but we also have the San Diego... they now call it Safari Park. It used to be called the Wild Animal Park. It's the San Diego Zoo Safari Park, I think, is the new name for it.
Snap
it. And we were in line for, I think, going in the, you know, like the bug house or whatever, and they were going through, and they were letting people try grubs and crickets and things like that. And, you know, it was basically my kids were there, and there's no way they were going to do it. And, you know, you've got to go for the gross out factor. So it was worth it just to see their reaction, to watch me eat.
And what was it like? Chicken? Did it taste like chicken?
No, it didn't taste hardly like it. It tasted like whatever it was dusted with, which was
more
like
nuts.
You know, it was like some sort of spicy, you know, whatever flavor.
Adam's eating nuts.
And it was crunchy. You know, of course it was crunchy. It's got an exoskeleton, so.
I love crickets.
I've ordered crickets and some kind of worm and so on. I mean, they tasted fine. I wouldn't call that strange. I actually enjoy
it. No. That's actually the future of food. It's the only truly sustainable protein source that we have right now.
Is insects. Yeah.
If there's not a lot of meat on insects.
Especially, crickets take like zero water to maintain. They provide way more protein than any other food source at that size. It's
and you can
dry them, ground them into flour, make bread out of them. It's crazy stuff.
Cricket.
Have you guys heard of chirps?
No. What's chirps?
Chirps are this new thing. They just I think went for the Guinness record for the largest nachos. I guess that came out of Shark Tank, but it is a cricket flour chip.
Oh, I'm totally in.
Run across the. Yeah, I'll put the link in the show notes. So if you run across these in the and for all the reasons that Brett was just mentioning, that's why they've developed this product.
Only in America could you make cricket flour chips.
Yeah, what's the actual? Well, okay. I would say that comes from Southeast Asia because cricket flour is kind of big there.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, in military, you know, daring, I've eaten both bugs and worms, but that wasn't the strangest thing. The strangest thing to me was something in Japan called ikagesu, which is the legs of an ika, which is a type of squid. But when you get it good and fresh, it's still doing this. So when you put it in here, you go to swallow it. The tentacles are like sucking the inside of your face as you're trying to eat it. It is really trippy feeling. It tastes good, but the feeling is just so weird as the live tentacle is sticking to your face as you try to eat it.
So you've got a healthy Japan obsession. Have you done blowfish, Doc?
Yes.
And?
Amazing. Should try it.
Really? So did you get the poison bit where there's just enough poison to make your lips tingle but not kill you?
Yeah. Yes. It's almost like you had a really crappy dinner shot that wasn't that strong. So it's got that like, the very beginning of the dentist shot, you know, how you like, it's like, it's kind of tingly and you can like that. But yeah.
Anyone else? Can anyone else stop a cricket?
So speaking of only in America, if you've ever been to Mississippi, that as you drive down the highway, you see crazy things. And at one point I had to stop because I had never, as a upper Midwesterner, heard of a chicken fried Snickers. And I had to. I ate that. I ate half of that.
Oh, it's a Snickers bar that's had what done to it?
It's basically breaded and deep fried.
Oh, okay. No, they do it in Scotland all the time with Mars bars.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Scotland and Mississippi.
Yeah. No. So they freeze it and then they put it in batter and then they drop it in the fryer.
The strangest and most disgusting thing I've eaten was, I think, fermented fish from, is it Norway? Somewhere in Scandinavia.
Lutefisk.
That was disgusting.
Yeah. I did think we have a thing in the UK called Comic Relief, which is a charity organisational thing, like a dial-in telly thing. The day that it was on, the company I was working for, I'm going back 25 years now, I said I'd eat any two food sources together for a pound. So I had, my mum sent me down a tuna and marmalade sandwich, The guy that was the director of the firm gave me frog's legs and pig's ear to eat. And then I went out to a hotel where they were running a course, and the chefs in the hotel had created dishes for me to eat. And it was the worst possible combination of foods. Roll mop herrings in salted custard was the worst one.
That was
truly disgusting. That was heat.
Worse than tuna and marmalade?
It was worse than tuna. Yeah. Tuna and marmalade is actually quite nice.
Really?
I'm surprised no one has said Rocky Mountain oyster.
Has anyone eaten those?
But this,
I have not.
I've taken
I avoid testicles in general.
Yeah, sorry, Charlie. Mine's not weird.